warning. You will hear a lot of likes, buts, ifs, vocal fry. Miami accent, so listen at your own risk. Boo. It's me alone. Guys, something's going on with me. I'm going crazy. I feel like I'm living in a cave and I'm going insane little by little. Yeah, last podcast, I was waiting for my sister to do one, but she didn't. And I'm still waiting, so I'm going to post it first. And I'm going to win. I'm going to win this race, Isabella. I'm going to win because you're out there going grocery shopping while I'm here bored. I wake up every day. Well, not every day. Sometimes I wake up at 10 p.m. Wait, what am I saying? I wake up every day. That's why I am alive. But I wake up at 10 a.m. What a lazy fuck. I came across, again, this podcast. I'm like, I miss talking on the mic. I don't miss singing on the mic because I'm always singing on the mic, but I miss talking on the mic. So, yeah, I'm going to do another episode. I mean, I am paying 10 bucks monthly, and that's going to waste. So might as well just do something and get something out of it. And thank you for all the listeners that are listening to me by myself. And for the listeners that are listening to our old episodes. I know soon we're going to be together. I mean, Isa and I are always, you know, together in heart. But Sally, she's grocery shopping. So I'll wait on her. But I'm going to win this race. And I'm going to make a lot of episodes. And she's going to lose. So Isa just finished her project in Chorus Line. Yay! Oh my gosh, she sent me a video. Let me tell you, this girl, she is so talented. So she's very disciplined, talented. And oh my God, Isa, I love how you did your dance. Congratulations. I already told you over FaceTime, but let me tell you again, because people need to know who you are. People need to know your talent. People need to know where you are at, but I will not tell them the address. I just know that she's in New York. So if you want to go watch her, go DM her and get to know where she's going to perform, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hi, guys. I'm Val. Well, I'm here bored alone, waiting for life to be excited again. Oh, my goodness. Not only I came here because I'm paying 10 bucks monthly, but also because I was in the shower thinking. I always think in the bathroom while I'm showering. I don't know if you guys have these moments where you're showering and a bunch of ideas just come to you. And all of these ideas and all of these memories slap you in the face. And then you start crying. And then you start realizing that you learn how to put boundaries. And it took you a year and a half that boundaries are okay. Are okay for you to spread out to the world, to whoever is with you. I have no idea why it took me a year and a half. Probably because life or whoever is out there, I swear, if it was God, I am so mad at you, God. I hate you, God. But it's for you to learn, you know, for you to learn and to mature and to be stronger as a young lady. I am not getting any younger, which is very sad. And this gives me anxiety. I don't want wrinkles. I want to be beautiful like I am right now. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I am conceited and I don't care. So after all that suffering of not putting boundaries and asking myself, why are people treating me this way? Why can't they just respect me? Why? And then acting all maniac. Because when you don't set a boundary, you feel disrespected. And because once you set a boundary, people start respecting you and respecting that boundary unless they're a piece of shit. Which they are piece of shits out there. I mean, it took me a year and a half for me to leave something, you know? Oh my God, no, not leave. For me to realize something. Sorry, guys. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So it took me a year and a half and whatever to understand what I want in life and how can I make people respect me and what I think. And if they don't agree, that's fine. Let's not argue. Walk away. Distance yourself. Of course, agree for most of it, okay? Because a lot of people might disagree in some things and you might come to terms and be like, okay, let's just be half-half, okay? Okay, whatever. But sometimes people just, you know, whatever. They're just rude. They're just rude and they're just mean and blah, you know? So I'm going to give you some tips. Actually, I don't know, 5 or 3. Let me just think of how do I set my boundaries? Should I go through like relationship and then work related, or should like relationship anything? It could be boyfriend or friends or work related. I'm actually thinking for myself right now and while speaking to you guys. Let me start with relationships. Let me just give you 3 things, I guess, of relationships and how I learned. Numero uno, know your limits with that partner. It is not okay to aguantar el pedo de ellos. And I'm not saying the real pedo. Like, todo lo que ellos tienen negativo. It's not okay. So set your limits and know what you can tolerate and not tolerate. Because everyone is raised differently, you see? Everyone has different life experiences. Some people have very shitty life experiences, like abusive parents or, you know, partners mistreating each other. And then, I don't know, abusive relationships, you know, so they learn from that. Are you willing to put up with that? Or are you willing to put up with something better and teach them? Honestly, it sounds really bad when it comes to like, teach them not to do it, you know? But it's you. Teach them what you don't like, you know? And if they just keep doing it and whatever, I mean, it's up to you to be in that shit or leave it. Okay. Know your limits. Número dos. Openly communicate these boundaries with anyone. I'm talking about relationships when it comes to partners or best friends or friends, okay? But mostly partners, because, you know, we seek advice when we love someone and we want to make it work, but we don't know how, you know what I mean? Because friends are going to be more understanding towards you when a partner is just, you know, it's hard. It's hard having a partner. Let's just be honest. It's not easy. It's not like la, 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 la. No, because 2 merges to 1. Wow. So openly communicate with that partner, okay? Whatever you don't like, whatever you think you don't deserve, let them know. Let them know. And I'm talking about my experience because let me just say, it took me 1.5 years, but after being through a lot of shit, I'm like, you know what? I don't care if they don't like me. If they like me, I'm gonna, you know, if they like me, they would understand where I'm coming from, how my heart is, and they would get what I'm trying to say. So when I started with, I can say my boyfriend, I'm so happy. I can show off. Oh my God. Whatever. When I started with my boyfriend, I was always open with what I didn't like. So if I didn't like when he like would not open the door for me, I'll be like, excuse me, like I like when men open the door for me. And he's like, he will always tell me like, you're always complaining about something, but it's like, it's not complaining, it's what I want. And if you're, I will tell him, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Like, that's okay. Like, that's fine. I don't mind. I respect it. But he's like, you know what? But then he's like, you know what? I'll do it. You like it? That's fine. It doesn't hurt anyone. Another boundary that I put, and I'm going to share this. Once I saw a picture. And no, it wasn't any of his ex, but it was something related to that. And for me, like keeping something from your ex, a picture, a card, even if it's related to that ex, I don't like it. For me, it's bad energy. So I was like, hey, I really don't appreciate this picture. You know, other partners would give me shit about it. Oh my God, you're crazy, lunatic, you're stupid, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. But this person was like, you don't like it? Does it make you comfortable? Throw it away. Let's throw it away. That's fine. Let me tell you, Let me tell you how secure I felt and how I felt so respected. We barely get into arguments, but when we do argue or disagree with something, it's never him disrespecting me or me disrespecting him. And there was one time out of desperation, because we do get desperate, you know, that he's like, listen to me, you know. And that's a time where I never, because, you know, when you're used to a kind of treatment that you're tired of, you don't want to repeat it again. Not with this person, but he did that. So I blocked him until he calmed down, you know. And after I told him, I don't like the way you're speaking to me. And he apologized, you know, mature apologized. Thank you so much, baby. Número tres, otro boundary that I do, I'm still kind of learning, is saying no. We usually want to make the other person happy, and we are afraid of them leaving us because, I don't know, that's our anxiety. But, you know, what I do is I go for a run and I do stuff for myself, and then I learn what is yes or no for me. So these are three tips that I can tell you right now. I mean, there are much more. I'm actually going to start reading a book about boundaries because I find it so interesting. So I hope you guys take this as advice when it comes to relationships or friendships. Again, I'm not married, but this is something I learned for me and what has helped me be happy and feel like not depressed. Because let me tell you something, the atmosphere that you are in, and if they don't respect you at all, there's going to be a point that you're going to feel low and depression will kick in. So is the heart true? And hope you guys can overcome whatever you guys are going through. And I also said married because a lot of married couples or married people are going to be like, oh my God, but you're not married yet. And but whatever, it's something I've learned through life. I'm sorry, married couples. Except my best friend. She gives me amazing advices. Thank you, best friend. I love you so much. Okay, next. Okay, I will put this as number one. If you're already working somewhere, somehow, this is my number one thing that I don't care if they fire me. Again, learn to say no. You see how I did that transition? Of like, no. I don't know. Just me and my jokes. Learn to say no. Oh my God, go drive to Naples. No. Oh my God, no. Oh my God, I'm going to find some. Okay, go ahead. Learn to say no unless they're paying you more than you expected. Learn to say no. I'm serious about this. Next, número dos. Establish your boundaries with your boss. If he wants you, for me, for my side, oh my God, I hope my boss doesn't see this. Let's just put my dad as an example. If my dad wants me, which he will never do because he's very like, this is heavy for you, I'll do it because you're a princess. Thank you, Dad. Thank you so much. You're such a savior. But in my dad's occasion, example, there's something heavy. And he wants you to carry it no matter what because that's part of your team and this is what you're supposed to do. Set your boundary saying, if you want me to carry this, you have to pay me this much or no. And I'm talking about me being a singer. Like, I'm not going to carry sound equipment or that's heavy. No, I came here to sing and you paid me to sing only. And I would only agree to something that I have to carry sound if I say yes, okay. Number three, besides work, know what your other priority is so they can know that this is your priority and understand that, look, whatever happens, I'm always going to pick this. I know this sounds selfish. Don't take my advice if it's not going to work for you. You know, don't take it. I'm not a financial advisor. But it's something that I let people be clear about, even in relationships with partners or with girlfriends or whatever. I'm like, this is my priority. And if you don't like it, then, you know, you can look at someone else. Because I'm not going to risk my happiness and what makes me happy or my passion or what's going to make me more money for someone that is not going to be much appreciative than what I am to myself. So I let them know that this is important. This is my number one priority, etc. That's tip number three. Okay, guys. That is all that I have to say right now. Sister, muévete. Muévete porque I'm going to win this race, or call me and then we can do one together because I'm tired of doing this by myself and thinking by myself. Okay, little sister, because you're still little in my head. You're still a baby. You're still my little sister that I can mock. Not really. Not really, sister. I love you so much. But I'll be waiting for you here. Okay, guys, thank you so much for everything. I guess you guys know a little bit about my personal life, but I hope you guys take this as advice. And if you have any other advices, let me know. If you're married and you have advices, let me know and I can share them. And I could be like, certain person said this. Just let me know. And if you're single, go ahead too. Like, single people rule too. Okay, guys. Hasta luego. Have a wonderful day or night. See you in Miami.